It's a good half hour's walk. Peter, you go off and fetch them for me as quickly as you can. And don't just stand there with your mouth open.
I'm already late. I've got the ghost to see to.
Go on with you. Do as you're told or I'll be having words with your mother. Oh, you are a nuisance, Heidi. And we've such a long way to go yet till we reach your grandfather's.
You can go away. I don't want visitors.
Is that him? Is that my grandfather?
That's him, as bad-tempered as ever.
Hello, Grandfather. I'm coming to live with you.
What's the meaning of this?
A good afternoon, Uncle. I've brought you to Tobias and Adelaide's child. You'll hardly recognise her, as you haven't bothered to see her since she was a year old.
And what's she to do up here with me? Peter, be off with the goats. You're late as it is.
I couldn't help it. She made me fetch all these clothes up, didn't she?
I couldn't run with all those things on. Dirty, look how far we've come. We're nearly in the sky.
The child is to remain with you. I have, I think, done my duty by her. Now it's time for you to do yours.
So that's it, is it? That's what you've come to tell me.
Just about, I warn you. You'll be answerable if harm comes to her. I should think you've got enough on your conscience already.
Get away from here. Get her home. And don't let me see your face again. I don't want you here. I don't want anybody here.
Goodbye to you, then.
Can't I stay here after all?
Oh, yes, you're staying.